Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on 9 August 2007 with the national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, What Makes a Country Great? Delivered on March 8, 1993, in Singapore.
Master, I practice ritual healing as an act of mercy for the salvation of.
Our innocence. So the people who come to you have to look inside themselves to look for their own great power to heal themselves, and you also will develop this great power, and later you heal without healing, you heal without knowing even. In many cases, my disciples all over the world, for example, they see me come in and heal them or help them, many cases like that, but I don't know about it. I cannot be proud because I'm not doing it personally, individually, or intentionally to heal somebody. But we will heal the whole world. Whoever has affinity with us and sincerity prays to us, we heal them without healing. We know we do things without doing. At that time, you are not entangled in the karmic pattern of the lower universe, and then you will not be into trouble. But your help extends to the whole world without you feeling proud, without feeding your ego. And we have more number of people instead of one by one, two by two, and exhausting our resource. That is why I say better to refrain from spiritual healing, so-called spiritual healing. I don't say refrain from healing, but I just tell you to heal in a higher level, in a more vast, power that you can heal at the same time thousands of people. Not only one, or two, or three, okay? It's up to you, you can come for initiation, but I suggest that way.
Eh? Master, please help me. I find no meaning in life. Can you please let me see you in my dream?
What happens if that day you don't dream? Or that you dream and you forgot all about it? It happens, right? It happens that we dream, and when we woke up, and we just remember that we have a dream, but we don't know what dream was, right? It is not the best way to see the Master in a dream. If you see it, it's good for you, but you might not even remember it. It's the best way to see your own Master, that you yourself become a Master, and Master of your own house, Master of the whole world and the whole universe, Master in discipline, in wisdom, in loving kindness. Yeah? No need to see me. I and you are one. Huh?
Master, how can we enlighten a selfish person?
I don't know who is selfish. What is the definition of a selfish person? I don't know who is selfish. Selfish person, how can it be? We cannot be selfish. Because more or less you work for the world. Right? It doesn't matter in what you do, you are working for the whole world. There is no selfish person in this world. Even if he doesn't love anybody, he loves dog or cat. Or he loves himself. Understand? His self is the whole universal self. The whole Buddha system. The kingdom of God. How can you say a person who loves himself is selfish? Right?
Master, in a boy-girl relationship, we may develop love towards the other, but it can turn to hatred. Why is this so?
It is because we always look outside and don't look inside. If we all look inward and found our loving kindness, eternal source, then we can never hate anyone. We can only love. The love without possessiveness. The love without knowing that we even love. Without feeling proud that I have loving kindness in my heart. Without having to practice that I have to practice loving kindness. We will just have it. Just like Buddha, Jesus, or the great masters of old. They love without knowing even that they have love. Then you can never hate anyone. Because you will see that each one is yourself. All are one. 10,000 things are one. You will see that and feel it in your heart. No more separation. Therefore, hatred cannot breed itself in that circumstance.
Yes. Master, if a person after initiation didn't practice diligently, will he lose the enlightenment he got from Master? If he continue again, will he regain the enlightenment that Master gave to him?
Yes, but it takes a little bit more effort and longer time after you fell down. After you fell down, it's harder to climb up. Yeah, but I would not bar anyone from that. We always have to try again. Whenever you fail, in any kind of situation or any circumstance, whenever we fail, we have to rise up and try it again until we succeed. Right?
Master, can this meditation cure our illness?
I cannot promise you, but in many cases it does. But if you look forward for initiation because of your illness, then it's not very ideal. You should look forward to the freedom of all illnesses, all the time, in all ages to come. That's the best way. The everlasting health. Not only temporary relief of your physical condition, but the eternal blessing, happiness for your soul. That's the best way to come for initiation.
Dear Master, is meditation necessary before initiation? How will initiation help me in my everyday life?
Meditation and experience about meditational practice is not required. If you have it, it's okay. If you don't have it, it's okay. You might have to start it all over again because you didn't meditate in the right way. Anyhow, so we start to help you from ABC. And after your initiation, you will see miracles every day. It helps you in all aspects in your life. Whether you work better, or you take care better of your family, you're more loving toward your family members, more loving toward yourself, more self-confident, everything. 1,000 and millions of things, I cannot tell you all. You have to experience it. It helps you, otherwise, what is the good of meditation and suffering here every day waiting for heaven? We have to bring heaven to earth by meditational practice. And we enjoy some part of heaven here, and then when we quit this earth, we enjoy even more.
Dear Master, apart from being vegetarian, must we also try not to use leather products? Those that contain animal components. Must we try not to use leather? Leather shoes, leather handbags?
I will not forbid that. It's not so fanatic, actually. If you have them, use them. Okay? Yes. And if you don't feel like using them because it will remind you of the suffering of the animal, after you practice sometime, you will feel the atmosphere of the things that you use, even though it became dead matter. It will remind you of some suffering of the animal, and out of compassion or peace of your own mind, you will not like to use it anymore. But that is up to you.
Dear Master, I've never been a religious man, but after reading your books, I am deeply drawn to your teachings. Can you please explain why?
It is because what I teach you, what I say in the book, is the same as what you think. It agrees with your inner wisdom and your own self. Therefore, you like it? Hmm? That means I teach the truth, which you accept.
Master, does everyone who is initiated get enlightenment?
Yes.
Dear Master, if man and God is one, can man reach the level of God through meditation?
Yes.
Master, compassion has been taught in every religion. Therefore, the practice of vegetarianism seems to be a rightful prerequisite. Supposedly, a religion that does not expound on such a practice, do we still consider it to be a good religion?
Every religion expounds on this subject. It's just that we do not understand, and we overlook it. For example, in the Bible, God says, don't kill all these bullocks, all these buffaloes, and all these she-goats, and he-buffalo to make offering to me. You have to repent your sin because your hands are full of innocent blood. Otherwise, I will never listen to you when you pray to me. And when you look up on me, I'll turn my head away. That is advocating vegetarian eating, no? Is that not so? Also, God said in the first chapter of the Old Testament, say, God made all living beings and food for them. And God made human beings to rule over animals. And the animals will befriend human beings. But he didn't say, you eat them. He said, I made all the fruit in the field, which is beautiful to look and delicious to taste, and all the herbs there for your food. He didn't include animal diet, right? So, you don't blame God or religions for non-vegetarian diet. Blame our own misunderstanding. Every religion, even Quran, Buddhist scriptures, Hindu scriptures, Christian, every scriptures advocate vegetarian diet. Never anything else. You go home and study deeper into your own religious scriptures and then answer your own question. Yeah? Study deeper. Look in every page.
Master, I practice meditation. Sometimes I see hills, mountains of feathers, and a road around the hill with lanterns. Can you please explain?
Why do I have to explain? Do I have to explain it? When you see a beautiful girl and you ask me to explain? That is what you call enlightenment without enlightening. Knowing without knowing. Yes, sir.
Master, is there a law of karma in the universe?
No. Nothing. No karma at all. Just our own mind, which misunderstands and deceives us. And our own judgment make things look like karmic burden. Otherwise, nothing. Only love, compassion, light, and heaven.
Master, the world seems to be repeating its mistakes of making people suffer. What advice could you offer? Thank you.
Enlightenment. Get initiation. Practice Kuan Yin method. Keep the precept. Eat vegetarian. If that's worth any of your attention.
Master, one of your disciples related her experience before your talk. Don't you think it is just imagination or her dream she had?
In the right perspective. And you become a better Taoist. After you can hear the Tao that don't need the ears to hear. After you can see the Tao that don't need the eyes to see. You become a better Taoist. And that the small God will pray to you. Yes. Yes, it's true. You will become a living Tao master. Instead of bowing and worshipping the dead small god, as you have called them.
Master, there are three questions here. They are related. Are we still in the Kali age? Many prophets are saying that we are entering a new age. What and when is this new age?
Now. When you get initiation, you enter into golden age.
Master, why does people, religious people, want to fight against each other, killing innocent men to honor their God? Is there such a thing as a devil?
It's just because they misunderstand the message of their messiah, of their masters, which already passed away. They need the living master to clarify all their misunderstanding about what is in their religious scriptures. And then it's the living master to put them in touch with their own God inside, so that they will know that their God, other gods, everybody's God, are only one God. And then they will not kill each other anymore. So that is your duty. You should get in touch with your own God and then spread this message to other people and help other people to understand also their own God nature and therefore stop the fighting and killing.
Master, can you please explain why one has the ability to see aura? And is it a sin to do so?
No, it's not a sin. It is just that you are gifted with some degree of heavenly vision, that you can see people's aura. But that is not the highest degree, that's all. Perhaps you have been in touch with some master, which bless you with some gift, of heavenly vision, that you can see the things that other people cannot see. Perhaps that you have been a good meditation practitioner in last life, therefore some leftover power is still there. It's not a sin.
Master, what is mantra? Is it the same as Kuan Yin meditation?
No. Mantra is a part of maybe Kuan Yin meditation of the ancient time. For example, Om Mani Padme Hum is the most popular mantra. When you meditate in a Kuan Yin method, you may hear it inside, that your master teach you in some specific level so that your wisdom will open until that level. But then when you pass above this, you have other different so-called mantra, or you don't probably need a mantra anymore. So it's if you can call it a part of Kuan Yin enlightenment result, not like Kuan Yin method. Yeah. Very small part of it. Very, very tiny. Sometimes not need to mention part of it.
请问师父, 我们要如何脱离战争而得到永久的和平?
修观念法门嘛, 得到内在的和平以后, 我们才可以带来日前和平, 不然的话, 我们还会挣扎啦, 还会有我有你啦, 还有那个我词, 然后我们就会有名有利, 才引起战争。
请问师父, 听说人有三魂七魄, 这跟我们的生活有什么关系?
有关系啊, 没有三魂七魄, 你就死了。
是不是宇宙的法规一定要有人来指引, 我们才能够成道, 自己如果修行没办法成道?
太难了啦, 你不知道怎么走啊, 你不知道路在哪里, 当然一定有一个想到啊, 他已经知道路, 带你走比较快, 我们生活那么无常, 那么短, 你在那边东摸摸西摸摸, 摸到什么时候啊? 有时候会乱掉在那个什么, 很深的那个洞里面啊, 然后又伤害到自己,
请问师父, 命运是注定的吗?
注定, 不过可以改了一些, 如果我们修观念法门的话, 我们会开悟, 我们会看到哪一边该改, 我们就可以改了一点, 就会改善一点。
请问师父, 为什么上帝不能传止战争呢?
他干嘛介入我们的那惋惜呢? 战争是我们人做的, 什么时候我们自己还不了解, 别人或是万物, 就是我们自己的话, 我们还会有战争。 上帝不阻挡战争, 因为他们让我们人学习这种功课了, 学到我们力了, 我们自己受伤害了, 别人受伤害, 然后我们会开悟了, 我们会, 内边会渴望求道, 我们就会知道战争是没用的, 应该和平, 应该爱别人, 像爱自己一样, 这是我们自己的功课, 所以上帝让我们学, 他可以阻挡, 他可以把它取消了, 不过这个对我们不利, 我们应该自己阻挡战争, 我们应该自己合在一起的话, 把战争取消, 因为那个时候我们真正了解, 那个才是永恒和平。 Thank you.
请问师父, 你有这么多的徒弟, 是不是有人已经觉悟了?
大家都开悟了, 阴心就会开悟了, 然后每天开更大的悟, 每天, 更了解自己伟大的地方, 应心的时候就马上开悟了, 所以才说起科开悟。
请问师父, 我是佛的弟子, 怎么样才能够站在善跟恶的中间呢?
开悟以后就哪边都会善了。
请问师父, 修观音法门真的会五代超生吗?
真的, 真的, 不是五代而已, 好几代, 还有朋友啊, 经济都会受到利益。
请问师父, 打坐的时候会走火入魔吗?
如果你自己东摸摸西摸摸乱摸的话就会如果有老师指导就不会。 I wish you good night and maybe see you tomorrow. 嗯，
This concludes our presentation of What Makes a Country Great on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for another insightful lecture entitled The Original Source of All Things. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming coming up next. We wish you many blessings throughout the year.